Yeah, welcome back. It's Ewe and the Beast. My name's Jared. Beast here with me.
Hello.
It is cold when you're not next to the fireplace.
It is. I got my little shawl thing, though.
We got a fireplace in the renovation, and it's hot.
It's nice.
It makes it very hot in that part of the house. And the thermostat, unfortunately, is in that part of the house. So the thermostat's like, hey, cool, I'm done. It's 90 degrees. And in the back, our baby's freezing. I mean, it's cold.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not that bad, but in the middle of the night, it gets cold. Yeah. So we give them a little space heater.
So this is what we're doing to save money, because it's just silly to blow gas heat all over the house. We have the fireplace out front so the old people can, you know, sit and mellow, and then another heater, separate heater in the kids' room.
Yeah, just a small little heater.
Just a little heater, and it
has its own thermostat. It kicks on and off. Yeah, it's not like we're, like, wasting...
No, kicks on. It's on a few times a night, fills up the little room. He's all toasty, because he's constantly taking off his clothes and kicking off his blankets, and so it works out good.
Yeah.
A little energy saving tip for you. Don't breed. Coming up, trivia, brain revival, and more.
Ewe.
Oh God!
Abomination.
Ewe and the Beast.
Beast.
This is Ewe and the Beast.
Okay, here we go. 80s movie clip, Sarah.
Greetings, Your Highness!
What is that?
Just the man I met in the restroom.
All right, what's the movie?
Coming to America?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall in his heyday.
Oh,
Eddie Murphy. The man. Yeah, and they both played multiple characters.
Yeah.
I remember Arsenio playing a drag queen hitting on Eddie Murphy and hitting on Arsenio.
Oh, funny.
As Arsenio, yeah. Hilarious. I don't know. Will they ever make movies like that again, or is this so shallow and stupid? Some made-up African country? I know, I loved it, but I mean, do we have it in us? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. And whatever happened to Arsenio Hall? I used to watch that show religiously.
Yeah, that's weird. He's gone. He's not even getting like the MC Hammer, you know, shout outs. You know, MC Hammer will show up as a kind of his own joke in a commercial or a show.
Yeah.
Arsenio's gone.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious.
Here's your Google phrase of the day. Arsenio Hall. Something to read up on. Find out where he is.
Now?
Could be available for parties. How cool would that be? You know, there's a promotion tomorrow. Friday, James Bond is opening up. And
what's this one called? James Bond?
Quantum of Solace.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. A little heavier than the good old days of Dr. No. There's going to be this former Bond girl, and she's coming to a movie theater, and she's driving to the theater in an Aston Martin. It's actually Lana Wood. She was one of the original Bond. Plenty O'Toole was her name in the Bond movies.
Yeah, they don't name them like that anymore.
No, they don't. I mean, what was the other one? A Whole Lot of Pussy or something like that?
Octopussy?
It was Pussy Galore.
Pussy Galore, yeah.
Yeah, more fun than coming up with the names of crayons would be James Bond girls back in the day, and now they've got normal names. But she's coming to the opening for this theater. And the theater owner told me that it was $1,000 to get her. And it's Natalie Wood's sister. I mean, she's still got some juice, so... Huh. I mean, Arsenio Hall's got to be in the 500 to 1,000 range.
I don't know.
How cool would that be? You have some party, you have a Super Bowl party, and like, who's that guy in the corner? He'd be so cool. Inglewood's black population doubling. A line of people outside to see it. But that you should, if you're really looking to impress your friends, you should, who else would be out on the market right now?
Yeah.
Dude, this same theater owner told me that Corey Feldman was $500 to bring in for their Goonies. They made their theater like a cave, and you watch Goonies in a cave.
Dude, Goonies.
Corey Feldman, $500 and accommodations.
Well, yeah, Corey Feldman, though, has he ever been, like, you know, up there on the list?
I mean, but still, how cool would you be with Corey Feldman at your party? And you can just give him an extra $100. Like, just pretend like you know me.
He's never been, like, super cool.
But still, the Coreys, even though they've never really done much, they still are somehow.
Classics, right?
Yeah. Molly Ringwald.
Well, I think she's doing Broadway stuff now.
Yeah, so she's got a price tag.
Yeah, definitely.
How about Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, that's curious. Because the last thing I remember him is Edward Scissorhands.
you could spend $2,000 and have a cast of the Judd guy.
No, I like him.
Well, he's probably cheap. It's been a while since Suddenly Susan.
Well, I hope he wouldn't do that.
I'm trying to think of some other good ones. The girl from A Small Wonder.
Yeah, what? Oh, gosh, that poor girl.
Who's your friend, Jared? I am the girl from A Small Wonder.
Would you make her wear the dress?
Yes. Like a 42-year-old disgruntled front desk help.
Hopefully your college was paid for, you know?
Yeah, you hope.
Something.
Where does one go after that? It would be hard.
What about Punky Brewster?
Punky Brewster!
She was cool. I liked Punky Brewster.
I remember everybody talked about Punky Brewster at school, and we didn't get NBC out in the boonies. So I was so excited. I was at the Gimmels, and we were watching, and it was about to come on, and it was the serious episode.
Oh, lame.
Where she locks her, somebody gets locked in a refrigerator. Remember, there was some genuine fear about that? Yeah. And somebody could, totally got screwed. And I didn't know how long was that on? It could have been too long.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, and I remember seeing it later and realizing what a horrible show it was, but she was so cute and fun, you know?
Yeah, there's a bounty of these people. Blossom.
Blossom, yeah.
Hey, come on over to my party. What's going on? Oh, Blossom's going to be here. What? Yeah.
I'm sure she's moved on and has her own life now, though. I'm guessing.
Emmanuel Lewis?
Oh, well...
Oh, man, there is a bevy. Even we're going back to the 80s, but even from the 90s, there's a boatload of people. Justin Lipnicki, the cute kid from Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he get arrested or something already?
I think Haley Joel Osment got a Dewey. Oh, that was the cute kid from
That's right.
Sixth Sense. So, okay. I just see lights. Let's see. Okay, dude, we got trivia. And the trivia is something you know, so I'm going to...
I know?
Yeah, it's trivia you know. You brought this to my attention and to the world's attention via your brilliant blog, but it's... But since we don't publicize your blog...
No, go
since
ahead.
Since your blog care. Is the anti-blog...
No, I don't care.
Here's the trivia. Okay, here's the trivia. Brain revival coming up as well. It'll be a quickie. In Afghanistan, you already know where I'm going?
Yep.
There is an English fellow... who has found the perfect crop to replace the poppies, which, by the way, since we've invaded back in the day, has only grown in production since all the people are still waiting for help from the Taliban and decided, screw it, we're going to be growing some junk for anybody who wants it. So to replace the poppies that are grown out of control for the heroin, this guy's found the perfect crop.
Not just the pretty flowers.
I know. How do we turn something like a poppy into a deadly drug? But pretty impressive, the ingenuity.
Yeah.
But what is the crop he has found to replace? And there's a whole province in Afghanistan that's like that. Sweet. It's working.
I'm excited.
So what is that? Then we'll have the answer coming up. Tiny, I know
you're... It's also expensive. Not as expensive as heroin, however. Maybe that's why I can replace it.
Oh, really? Yeah, it is expensive. I mean, what is it like?
Have you tried to buy?
No, I don't buy them. You bring them home, and then we just kind of let it ride because no one wants to go through the process of trying to eat it.
You're giving it away.
Not every time. Not every time. I cut one open thinking I'll finally do it, and it was terrifying.
Well, that must have been like years ago.
How expensive is one of these? And we're from Colorado. We're in Colorado, so
dude, you're gonna give it. You're already giving it away.
I'm not giving it away. I'm just. You could say, you know, if you say $1.99, they could be anything. Oh, I almost spilled my drink.
What?
Well, how much is it?
Oh, how much?
Hello.
No. No, it's not the actual thing that's expensive, but I think
it's the cultivation.
Well, I don't want... You're giving it away.
What are you... Dude, are you crazy? Are you doing some feminine thing in your belly?
No.
Well, you're being weird.
Well, because you don't let me finish.
Okay, finish.
Well, I didn't even know... It's already too late. I mean, it's already happened. You talked about all this other stuff, and sheesh. I'm trying to eat my ice cream at the same time. So.
Yeah, when I don't let you finish your ice cream.
Well, I was gonna say. See, now it's just lame. Can we just cut this out, please?
What were you gonna say?
Well, no, I can't. You're giving it away.
I am not giving it away. Holy crap!
Juice, yeah, the juice. It's really expensive.
Is that all you're gonna say?
Yes, but you didn't let me, and then you started talking about everything else.
What did I start talking about?
That we let them rot, and we don't.
No, and that was just a hint. But it's a difficult thing to eat. Like, if you were hungry, you would starve to death eating this thing. Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right. A little darkness over there. What's, you have a rough day at the old job?
Job?
Corporate thing?
No, pretty normal. But, yeah. I don't know. Just annoying. But that's not anything unusual, I don't think. That's pretty standard for jobs.
Yeah. I was out, trying to get a sponsor for this man on the street thing. Oh, I'm so tired of it. I'm man on the street agnostic. I don't know if that... I just thought of that as I drove home. Like, I don't care about it anymore. And there's people that want it, and that's great, but I don't want it anymore. I just we're trying to get a sponsor, and the radio station, KTCL, great station, area93.com for more information. great station. And we had a great time doing this thing, and now they can't get a sponsor, nor can I, because, well, it's Depression
bites.
Part 2, yes.
Yeah.
And I've been out there, and I've been telling people, like, listen, this is a great time to advertise, because, well, guess what? No one else is. Every station is going to be commercial-free all day. It's also going to be jock-free and man-on-the-street-free. No fun. And so John and I are putting these things together. We were out waiting for the people to show up that were going to give us the answer. They never showed up, although their undisciplined wait staff gave us like $30 in pizza and beer while we waited for the managers who didn't show up.
Nice. So they didn't give you a bill or anything, huh?
No, they're like, that's on us. And I was like, oh, geez. All right.
Sweet.
No wonder you can't afford to advertise.
Well, so how long can we milk this for, like, dinner things?
Well, we've been there 7 times to
Seven times?
7 times, yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, yeah, betwixt the two. But I've been there at least 5, and John's been there a couple other occasions.
And to try to get this deal. Time?
Oh, we always get a beer out of it.
Okay.
So I'm out there, we're hanging out, and John's just pissing with me. And he's got 4 kids. I don't even, he's like maybe 32, maybe. He's 4 kids, 11, 8, 6, and 4, something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, and so the 8-year-old, he's telling me, he's like, he's like.
What?
I don't know. Well, he's having some, like, he can't pay attention in class and stuff.
And this is a boy, 8-year-old boy?
Yeah, and while he's telling me this story, he's in the middle of telling me this story, he gets a phone call from his wife, and you can kind of hear her tone. I was sitting next to him. And John said, oh, no, it started, and he closes his phone. And I was like, what? He's like, oh, I don't remember the boy's name. Let's just call him Jackson. That sounds like a cool little name. You know, Jackson started drawing penises at school.
And so it begins.
And he pauses. He goes, but, you know, it's a flip book.
Yeah, so what? It's like an
animated flip book. And I was like, how do you punish a kid who's... He's like, I know, it's tough. He's creative. Each of our 4 kids has, like, their own superpower, and it's, you know, it's hard to punish them when they're using it against you. And this kid's the artist. And he said, well, let me give you an example of it being hard to punish your kid, because we were dealing with this with Quinn when I told him no, and he looked at me like I just killed Elmo. I tore Barney's head off in front of him. It was most painful thing. It does hurt us more than you, Quinn. But he was telling me that his kid's having trouble paying attention in class, maybe drawing penises. Although I asked John, I was like, what are you going to say? He's like, well, I don't know. I might just tell him to start drawing boobs. I mean, so they met with the teacher, and they said, could you just do something simple, like put an X when he's trouble and a smiley face when he's not, so we can maybe gauge if we're getting better, you know, and this kind of thing. The teacher said, yeah, great idea. So after a week went by, it was X's. The whole day.
So he was, like, bad?
Yeah, he was bad each day. And on Friday, there was even a special note the teacher pointed out that he'd punched a kid. He was hitting.
Oh, no.
And so John sits Jackson down and says, you know, we're accustomed to you not, you know, talking in class and stuff, but what is this? hitting a kid. He goes, it was Matthew. He was talking in class. And I punched him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, how do you punish that? And he's like, I just put you. That's why you put him in timeout, so you can go laugh in the garage.
Like, you got to stick him someplace.
Yeah, I got to put you somewhere because this is awesome. I got to call my friends.
Yeah, that's what timeout really is. Go stand over there so we can have some fun.
Yeah, dude, I've been trying to finish this beer all afternoon.
Go stay in the corner.
Yeah, what about, what is the difference between standing in a corner, which was like our era, and timeout?
I don't know. I never stood in a corner either.
No, I had to stand in a corner at one birthday party.
at a birthday party?
Yeah, and they paid for that because I shit my pants while I was in the corner. It was all, I was embarrassing as all hell. I was five. And I was, I don't know what I was with bathroom, but I was just afraid when I had to go to ask where it was. And they put me in a corner because, I don't know, maybe I was just really grumpy because I, you know, I was prairie dogging. Probably, the kids were wrestling and I was just like fighting to get out. And they put me in the corner, blasted the jeans, and then the mother has to wash me out with a sponge in the bathtub. And I'm like bottomless in the bathtub and she leaves the bathroom door open and all these kids are parading by looking in. Like, this sucks. Jesus.
Was that the last time you shit your pants?
That's pretty much it, yeah. I'll go anywhere now. It really left a mark on me. I still remember, too, all these kids peering in. And I'm like, are you going to do something about it?
Oh, poor little guy. That must have been really bad.
That sucks, yeah. And I don't remember getting to go out because we were rural to a lot of parties and stuff. And she screwed that up.
It's awful. Sorry.
It's bad. I don't know
so
what my deal
is. That's what you get for putting Jake in the corner.
Exactly. I sent a message. That's what I was thinking, too. Like, no matter what you do to a kid, they're just going to get used to it and realize that you're going to be sorry on the other side. Or that, you know, they're going to realize there's a benefit to it.
What? What benefit?
Well, I can't. God, I wish I could remember exactly what I was thinking. I was caught in traffic driving back here, thinking about that. Like my dad would get so mad. We just, like, you know, some parents they'll get upset at a kid, and then like, oh, you know, a little bit later, like, oh, we're real sorry. You know, here's a toy truck
or something. Oh, jeez, you can't do that.
You can't. Okay, I know.
No.
But like my dad, you know, he was worst case scenario. Like he would get mad, and you just figured you were living somewhere else for a while, like to make life easy. And then I remember thinking like, his getting mad was ineffective because we were like, well, we're just taking off. So, and it, you know, I don't know. It wasn't. Yeah. So.
You just get used to whatever you
yeah.
are living with, I guess.
No, I don't know. It's been a big deal here at the Iwi household because we don't know what the hell we're going to do. Quinn's really cute and he totally runs the show.
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Dude, you wouldn't believe how much I think about it.
Like I can tell. Jeez.
You know, my thing is just like taking something they like. But then I'm thinking, crap, I gotta get a job so I can buy him something he likes. I mean, how long can I take away the Pringle can and it matters?
Yeah. That, see, taking away something, it doesn't matter. Like, you just have to not, you know, like, you don't say, like, if you do that, you can't reason with a little person.
Yeah.
They just have to understand that when, you know, you say no, you mean business.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It doesn't matter. Like, you can't say, if you do this, we're going to do that, you know?
Ah, yeah, I hate that.
Not good.
You walk around Walmart or something, you hear empty threats all over the place.
Yeah, that's a bunch of shit. You just got to be like, I'm going to beat your ass.
I know, the quick, I tell you, the quick little no terrifying around, ass but... beating. I know, exactly.
You just can't do it in public, but guess what?
I dug a second basement. But yeah, I remember my mom was most effective because she got mad so rarely. And when she did, it was usually like a wooden spoon, you know, dervish. It was terrifying. You know, she'd be stirring brownies or whatever, and you'd push it and whack, you know, crazy, and then whacking with a spoon. And that made a difference because you're like, wow, I pissed mom off. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, I don't know, pissing off Oprah or something. I mean, it's just, wow, like, you did what? And that, you know, that stings. But then, you know, you're like my dad, who's just mad all the time. You're like, well, that's who he is. Watch yeah. this and make sure to start packing stuff.
That's a
fine thing to balance. Well, you know, dude, speaking of whatever you were speaking of. Oh, Walmart. Yeah. And we were talking about, and this is something, this is a valid topic. I think everybody can agree on this. People who spell so badly that it turns you off to them.
It's bad.
And I just think, you know, Walmart, I always overhear someone just, it's usually just verbal and they're using some word that makes no sense, but you can just imagine their spelling. You almost want to, could you write that sentence down? Because you just, it's like a morbid curiosity. But because we, Sarah and I were in an instance where this person we're working with gave us a letter back and Sarah was like, what is that word? Kind of curious. And I was like, I think.
Uh-oh, I don't think you can say it.
No, I, you know, and it was incredible. And, I mean, I tell you, that just takes the, you know, that's just a shot to the knees of the relationship.
Yeah. Like, for example, this lady I work with, she is excited because she's doing online dating. You know, kind of a new thing, computer. She's, you know, widowed and,
yeah.
And she's, you know, she's just getting into this whole online thing. And she says she's looking at these, you know, she's having online or emails back and forth with these, you know, supposed gentlemen, but they can't spell or punctuate worth a crap. And she's like thinking, who? So she goes back to their profile to, you know, double check, like, who is this guy? Like, is he even educated? Totally, you know, 2 degrees, college educated, but just can't, you know, really bad at communicating, I guess, in writing. Yeah, but she's horrified. You know, she's like, oh, good.
Yeah, because
Lord.
That could mean that, I mean, that's the real deal. That resume could just be made up and any.
Right. Yeah, she said, I'm trying to get used to it, but whew. She
yeah,
says,
it's painful.
Bad.
There's sometimes I'll read somebody's writing and I can hear banjos.
Oh.
Well, it's like I was telling you, this hottie in college, Kathy Ladder, I was, she's the hottest girl at the school. Everybody's like, well, you're hanging out with her. And then she wrote me a note one day. It was like, I was going to pick her for lunch. She couldn't make it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Was it bad?
Are you kidding? Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. And it was like all big kind of bubble writing and stuff. And there's a demerit right there, and then it was spelled so wrong. I remember school had a K in it, and I was like, are you just trying
maybe
to be cute?
Maybe she was joking, yeah.
No, and then it went on further, and people, and then this other guy took her out, and I was a little jealous, and he was like, dude, never mind, if you seen her spell? And here's this total hottie that, I mean, from a guy's point of view, we should just be worried about the nudity, but the spelling was so bad and so obvious. Like, little, she'd write little notes to herself on the fridge, you know, like, tomorrow's a new day and let the birds fly, you know, little quotes. And it was like, did you not just transcribe this from some, you know, chicken soup for the soul? How do you screw this up so badly? It bothered me. That was when I first started getting bothered by it. I may never get married because I always found something in every girl. And I'm like, if I can't...
You're like Seinfeld.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and this total hottie, I couldn't... And that's every time I date a girl, that I always find something. And that was one of the worst. And right away, on the first date, they'd do something. And I would amplify it for a lifetime.
That's probably good.
Yeah, well, I think it was good for me because, I mean, a lot of people just like, all right, you're good enough. You know, sure, you got that flatulence thing and you're racist, but I'll take you. But me, anything, any slight thing. And
what did I do?
No, I don't think you really do anything. I mean, that's why
you
made the cut.
You
do persistently question to me into awkward corners.
Sorry about that.
No.
Well, you can edit that out, can't you?
No, maybe.
You should.
No, but I was like, no, this is good. And as we, and plus, you know, you played it really smooth. Like, I chased you for such a long time. You could have had all kinds of, you know, you could have been very fallible. And I'd been like, all right, whatever. I'm tired. can I see you naked?
Funny.
Yeah. You do have the little nose whistle at night. It's a good thing you didn't sleep with me on the first day.
That's funny.
Or talking in your sleep.
Yeah, that's bad.
So Sarah, the other night, I think she's awake. And she says, she has these very obvious stress dreams that reflect the tension and anxiety in her daily life. And she doesn't realize how clear a portrait they paint when she tells me them in the morning. But in the middle of her sleep, I think she's awake because she says, Jared. And I'm like, yeah. And she says, you're crazy. Suddenly she's like a VFW drunk. And she says, you're crazy. And I'm like, what? I just had a dream where you're crazy and you're crazy. And I said, and it was quiet for a second. And I said, what? And you go, and that was it. Oh, beautiful bride, serenade me again.
That's funny. Sorry. Well, at least you know I'm, like, honest, you know?
Well, yeah, it's getting scary. I'm laying there awake. You're sleeping. Gone. Well, I can't imagine how much annoying shit I do that bugs you.
No, you don't.
Oh, you're very good. All right. You. Well, a brief brain revival. Brief. Coming up.
Won't you come on in? Come on in!
Good to see ya, friend.
Come on in!
Wondering how you been?
Life's wide and road.
Put down your load.
Come on in! Come on in! Come on!
Stimulate your favorite organ.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Brain Revival Hour.
If you're tired and sick and your tears are tumbling down, find yourself walking, shaking.
That's
ground.
Right. I really got to change that liner. It says Brain Revival Hour. That was the old days when I would just sit in the shed and go crazy. And it was inaccurate then, too, because it was like 3 hours.
No, it wasn't.
I remember people would say, yeah, I listened to your podcast, and it's kind of long. See, that's
that's the end.
There's a Sarah thing right there. You know, she always has to give me feedback at all these things I do, all these little creative outlets. And that's kind of her...
standard.
I've seen better is
no,
it's a little long.
No,
but honey, it's 23 seconds.
No.
Yeah, still.
No, some things I still think are long.
Just a little long. My mom had the. Yeah, that was cute. That was cute. You know, and I know it. She wasn't even hearing me. She had a picture. She had like a defense picture she'd throw up of, you know, puppies playing with babies. And then that was cute. And then she could just go ahead and vocalize whatever she was singing in her head.
No.
But, yeah, just a little long. Yeah. Quick brain revival here. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to offer you a reminder. I'm not going to really give you an opinion of any sort here. Just a little bit of a history lesson. The automakers, the big three, Chrysler, GM, and Ford, is that the big three? I know they're all one, pretty much. But they want to bail out. And they just got $25 billion.
They want to bail out?
Yeah, they just got $25 billion in low-interest loans from the government. They snuck that through.
Why do the car people want to bail out?
Because they're awful.
Like, banks are getting bailed out.
Share with you a brief history of Chrysler. In 1979, the Carter administration put together a pretty good deal to bail out Lee Iacocca and his company. As a matter of fact, it was a good enough deal. They gave him $1.5 billion, and they got some stock loans along with that. So later, when Chrysler was doing better, they resold those stocks and made $500 million off that bailout. So that worked out okay, but here's why they all deserve to die. In 1979, Chrysler's big comeback car, because they were so crappy through the 70s. You know what the article, one of the articles I was reading said? Mm-hmm. They died in the 70s, just like now, because they were making huge, fuel-inefficient cars during a fuel crisis, oil crisis, and they did it again. So, but their big comeback car, that's a drum roll.
Not a film.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, there's a cicada caught in the bed. Their big comeback car was the Reliant K.
Oh gosh, we had one of those and it was awful.
Why did you get suckered into the...
Because we needed a car to drive my brother down to college in, and it was the first car we ever had that had air conditioning, and it was automatic, and it was also the last car we've ever had that was automatic. But all our other cars do have air conditioning.
Yeah, and it was awful because it just didn't, it broke down a lot, or did you get stuck in Texas? Or?
Yeah, it broke down a lot, and actually ended up happening was, and it was an automatic, you know, with the little old people lever on the side, not the one on the...
good old school automatic,
yeah. And it would get stuck. You couldn't get it out of park unless you
probably
were...
probably a good thing for a Reliant K.
Yeah, unless you were parked on a slope. So when you're in parking lots, we had to, like, do the whole pull-through thing, and, like, our supermarket parking lot was kind of on that hill, so we could... that worked out well, but... it was brutal. It was awful.
You bought it new?
Yeah. Dude, we were desperate. And, you know, first kid going to college, we were, you know, I'm sure we were, you know.
How much, I wonder how much a new Reliant K was back in when you got it.
It was probably very, very cheap.
Yeah, basic. But you got air conditioning.
Yeah, I know. We're like, yeah, we finally have a car with air conditioning.
So we could sit and park and be cool. Since your house didn't have it, you could all just sit out the...
Jeez.
So, and now they're back again. All the industries made, well, Toyota and all the other foreign companies were making fuel-efficient cars at last, what did the big three start doing again? Well, they scrapped all their plans for fuel efficiency in the 90s and realized they could make the SUV for just a little more than a regular car and sell it for a whole lot more with the right marketing, and, well, a bunch of dopes bought it. Well, that's why the Brain Revival now, I'm just telling you that. It could end with this. Let them die. And from the rubble, we will rise better and anew. But I won't. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we need to make sure that, yes, okay, we can give you some cash to bail you out again. But in exchange, since you'd be, you know, for the most part, taxpayer-owned, comrade, you have to build cars that are good and fuel efficient.
What? Shocking.
Yeah, and how about that? How about we get a little leverage on these guys? We didn't with the last bailout.
Yeah, why don't they have, like, don't they have a... I think they tried to do that once. Like, California always has the most standards or whatever.
Yeah, they go. They're the
like
most
on the
Price
is Right. They always say like California emissions and
I know California.
Like,
yeah, you could drive it anywhere. You could park it. You could park it in a maternity ward, and the babies would get healthier. Yeah, it's a good point, and this is gonna be completely off track. But I know what the story you're thinking of is the Environmental Protection Agency, so oxymoronically named. Turned over California's tougher air restrictions, saying that California is one of the 50 states, and when all 50 states are ready, then California can be part of it.
Such baloney.
Like, okay. All right. We don't need a leader. All right.
I'm sorry. I got you off track.
No, that was the Brain Revival.
So it's part. Over.
I don't even know what happened. Could have been a little bit shorter.
I kind of was talking in there last time.
I know, but I got off track. Whatever.
A little long.
I'm just saying, can't we get something in return for owning, you know, AIG and Wall Street? I don't know. And now the car people want to bail out. And I just think with the cars, I mean, the financial stuff's so confusing, I don't even know what to ask for. But the cars, I know.
Well, can't we? Yeah.
So if government bailout, the next car I get, I want some stuff thrown in.
Yeah.
Not like, well, how do you get off?
I'm except like,
well,
we're never going to buy like a Chrysler or whatever.
I know, that's a problem.
You know, we're not going to buy a Ford. We're not going to buy, what's the other one?
GM.
What's the best one in there? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't think any of them are good.
You know, I remember Chevy came out, they tried to come out with a sporty low mileage car in the Cobalt. And I don't see Cobalts anywhere. Mm-mm. And, you know, Ford is like, hey, we got the Probe.
They don't make those anymore.
Yeah, that's gone.
And do they make Tauruses anymore?
Taurus is
Tempos.
The best line ever, I think, was either Amy Poehler or Sarah Palin. Who's a Amy? What's that? No, it's the Amy Poehler on Saturday Night Live. Amy Poehler and who was the other lady?
I don't know. You're making me draw a blank now, too.
Oh, sweet Jesus. 30 Rock.
Hey, Jared.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. We all know who you're talking
about. Okay. Well, the best line ever was when they discontinued the Ford Taurus, I think Amy Poehler said. And now, what was it? Something now beleaguered 30-somethings will have to find another car to show they've given up on their dreams.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
Yeah, Taurus is gone. I don't know what else they're planning on.
Well, and it used to be, was it Daimler Chrysler? And they pulled out, the Daimler people.
Yeah, the Daimler.
Like, the only good part of the company or whatever.
Like, you're bringing us down.
Yeah.
And Ford and GM thought about merging.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see InBev is purchasing Anheuser-Busch? I think it was, they announced the sale in August, and now it's actually gone one step further. It's been approved by, you know.
Yeah, and whoever. Where is that? That's not American.
No, it's, I don't know, but they also do Beck's and something else. But they would be the largest one.
Yeah, they would be bigger than Molson Coors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to happen, I guess.
I know, every good old redneck American drinking Budweiser, all xenophobic and hating foreigners.
I know. Owned.
Enjoy. Enjoy your king of beers.
Anyway, sorry.
No, good business news.
You know where I got that news?
The elevator.
The elevator.
Sarah comes home just filled with facts, and it's all from the elevator.
I love that
thing. Someday I'm going to get a hold of that thing and just type in something bogus, you know.
It's good.
Oh, I thought I heard a child. So the answer to your the trivia question, here's the trivia question, and it's also will be the tiny chime, and then we're out of here, is in Afghanistan, a British fellow discovered the perfect climate to grow this certain produce. And it turned out it was in Afghanistan. So he's like, hey, dudes, how about in exchange for the smack you're exporting, we do this, and the produce is?
Pomegranates.
That is correct. And the juice is very expensive.
It is really expensive. So but I guess it's supposed to be really, 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 really good for you. Right? And
that's one way to make something expensive.
Yeah. And it takes their pomegranate trees.
Well, it'd have to be expensive. I mean, you know, we were talking about how we like never how eat them. I mean, that's a lot of juicing.
It's a lot of work.
Milking a mouse to
I know. I wonder feed who's them at school. To seed those things.
Yeah.
Some.
Thank God it's in a third world country.
Hopefully they'll be doing some smack to keep them occupied.
Keep nodding off. I
know. Yeah, but okay, pomegranate trees. You can, of course, you know, donate, adopt a tree or donate a tree, you know, all that good stuff. But yeah, I just think it's a... And it's just this dude that enjoyed pomegranate juice, and so he started his own pomegranate juice
business. I wish I could be so ballsy. Like, and he totally, I love this pizza, and he started a pizza chain. That's crazy. Anyway, yeah, so he started a very successful juice business, and he said what?
Yeah, and he just went up to some farmers in Afghanistan, because he was there on business, talking to other farmers, but he just went up to this dude in the field. And
he had a sign.
Yeah, yeah, he wrote on the sign, pomegranates are the answer or something.
Yeah.
And,
you know, like if the guy, if he couldn't understand English when you say
no,
it.
No, he couldn't. He had to have his translator, and his translator said, don't go into that field, you're going to be shot. But he went up to the farmer anyway, and he needed his translator to, you know, tell him he wasn't insane, which maybe he is. And then finally, I mean, the long story short is he convinced these elders of this entire province to convert all their poppy fields to pomegranates.
And peace will reign.
I hope so. I hope it works. I mean, well, it takes a pomegranate tree like 5 years to get big enough, you know?
That's the thing. I mean, if they can turn a poppy into smack, they could probably do some pretty awesome things with a pomegranate.
Right.
There'd be some kind of palm stills out there making high powered.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Moonshine.
That would be good.
But that's a pretty solid answer, man. Good idea. And there's your tiny chime involved with the trivia answer.
Oh, we're so efficient.
Yeah, so it's not too long. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Iwi and the Beast.